Good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
What's the topic of the survey?
Okay, this survey is about the election, sir, in Florida.
Okay.
All right, sir, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Are these going to be anonymous, just included in the survey?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, they are not.
Okay. Republican.
Republican. Okay. All right, sir, and as you are aware, very few people actually vote for Republican primary elections, thinking ahead, okay, if the which of the following best describes how you will vote for Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail or invalid, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, I have already voted by absentee, mail, invalid, or I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, I'm not at all likely to vote.
Okay. This is for the Republican primary?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I voted.
So you already voted by absentee, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and what's your main racial background? Would that be white or Anglo, Hispanic, African-American or black, or Asian, or Asian-American?
Caucasian.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your age? Are you from 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
All right, thank you. Okay, sir, and you may now be giving a list, a list of public officials in Miami across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion, I have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be Fabian Basavi. Or
never
Fabian Basavi.
Never heard of him.
Okay, never heard of him. Melinda Almonte.
I think I voted for her.
Okay. So do you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion of her?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And for whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Would that be Fabian Basavi or Melinda Almonte?
I think Almonte.
Almonte, okay. All right, so and within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Melinda Almonte and her campaign for Florida State House?
Just an ad she sent out.
So, yes, right? You heard something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so and what you see, read, or heard recently makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her? Vote for Melinda Almonte in the election for Florida State House, or if it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well.
I've already voted.
So be much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
No, I've already voted, so my opinion, any change in opinion shouldn't matter. I can't do anything about it.
Okay, so okay. All right, so and within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Fabian Basavi? And his campaign for Florida State House?
No.
Okay. All right, so now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish classification purpose only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative, okay. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Would it be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with a associate degree or 2 years degree, college graduate with bachelor's or 4 year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation.
Okay.
You have a great day, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.